Phil returned to a house thick with silence. Chelsea spent most of her time with our friends, Jill and Ken Iskell and their son Zach. They offered their home and hearts for my confused and hurting daughter. And then Walter Cronkite called and coaxed the three of us to come out in his boat for a sail. We didn't want to go at first, but Walter and his wife Betsy had a comforting attitude about the people who were calling for Bill's head and criticizing me for putting up with him. "This is just unbelievable," Walter said. "Why don't these people get a life? You know, I've lived long enough to know that good marriages go through tough times. None of us is perfect. Let's go sailing." We took him up on his offer. Although I was too numb at that point to say I relaxed, it was refreshing to be out on the open water, and the Cronkites' kind concern lifted my spirits. Maurice Templesman, who came to Martha's Vineyard every summer, was also wonderful to me. I had gotten to know him even better since Jackie's death, and he visited us in the White House. He called and asked if I would come by. We met on his yacht one evening and watched the lights of boats coming into the harbor at Menemsha. He talked for a while about Jackie, whom he missed terribly, and he told me he understood how hard her life had been at times.